Him, because sometimes he can lead us to destruction. So let us stand up and receive that. Some ministers willing to volunteer, May the Lord bless you as you sat here. I request Sister Jenny to be with us. Sorry. Thank you, Sister. So the Lord bless us. Let us welcome our doctor and the one who is going to intervene.
Good morning, everyone. He has an interesting laugh. Okay, so which reminds me when I just come in this place, I'm Franklin, and she's Sister
Jane.
Oh, Sister Jane. It reminds me when I just come in this place. I heard the Unyankole was new to me. Oh, Unyankole Uchiga, the mix. Oh, the Unyankole Uchiga mix.
Yeah,
and to me it sounded like a rhythm, you know, like, it was more like, tuna gena candy. Yeah, but now I'm learning. So today we are going to look at how we can really help the poor. You know, there's dishing out money to anyone, but now we are going to learn exactly how to help the poor. Because we have very few minutes, we decided as a team today to upload the sermon to a link. And if you want follow up right now as we are talking, you can just put that in the phone, internet. Today we are allowed to use the phone as we are preaching. You put that into the phone and then you download the sermon. Because there are very many scriptures, I'll be skipping them. So we are all at one time rich and at one time poor. This sister is richer than me, but she's not richer than me for sure. So the many reasons why how people get poor, but at every level you are either richer than someone and someone is richer than you. So there's always an opportunity for you to help someone. So in case you've never helped anyone you consider poor, you should probably help me. So in Galatians chapter 6, verse 10, the Bible will tell us that we have to help if you have the opportunity, you be good, which is helping, especially people who are believers. She is a beneficiary of this principle because there's a Chisizi friends, which he went to represent. They fund the hospital, so we have all the things that we need. They contribute on the income on the running cost of the hospital. The other verse that we can look at is First John 3:17. And sorry, we are going to read, but again, you can get the sermon over that link. And First John 3:17, it says that if anyone has material possession and sees a brother or say need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be that person?
Naho ntihagamba ngo muri imwe ko bahine urine ibintu akareba umunyanya atine ecayine nabasa kugira iki yamuhereza kandi abe ayine na rukundo umbyo go muntu.
So there are many other scriptures that we cannot read because we have to do the audit.
Hari he binde byahatiwe binji ebitarashome abwo kwa tuyine ukora audit.
Yeah, but you always find them on the link and write it down and forget it. So how do we really help the poor? I'm going to tell you the four types of the first group is those who are because they are disobedient, lazy and foolish. And the Bible, the scripture that defends this is, one of them is Proverbs 20:13, which says, don't love sleep, or you grow poor. Stay awake, and then you can have food to spare.
The rich hand is going to chirik shaji kecho, shanga omuri efumu eshraya makumi abiri ogwikumi nishatu, ahari kujirangu otaka akunda okubiyama, kandi okashanga wabo moro kwihaho ogume noreba okugira ngo base kugira ibyo kurya kandi byo kubasa kwebikira.
And this kind of people, if you just keep giving them the help, they're going to remain poor because they're not really out there to help themselves.
Nera abantu nkabo uko rigumana ubahereza ubuyambi n'inge byo kurya ni bo basa guma muri yeco aho kugira ngo ni bamanye guhina bari kubayamba rero shatabaya yamba baguma bari yaboro.
Which frankly we tend to have so many around the world, you know, who can't pay the bills. If we with them, we forgive them, next day the same thing. The second group is people who are disabled, who are either caused from a disease, disability, catastrophe, maybe there's a flood,
natural disaster. Batashashura baguma bari kumangu burijo bagwara nibisha babasasira rero cituma batashashura ibishare biyigwariro ye ni asha yagambaho nabandi.
So that the second group are those who are poor because of natural disasters, disabilities, disease.
Rero yasha yagira ngo hari habandi abari kushanga bari yabahoro ahabwe bigwererezi ebiri kubaho ubundi nk'abantu bategwa urubare ninga inshuro yabo nyinshi yayite misiri ningo bundi nebimuga tibine kubarahinge utine mikono nk'ebyo mpaho.
And example in the Bible is in 1 Timothy chapter 5 where they talk about helping the widows.
Rero abo twabarebaho omuri Timoseo yo kubanza ishuro ya 5 ahari gamba ngo yambe efakazi.
And there's another example in the Bible of the lady who was bleeding for 12 years or so.
Nero hano n'ikindi cyo kurebera cyo mukazi owabira yinecheje iso kumara imyaka 12.
She wasn't able to work, so she was a poor lady.
Akata ariko basakora akaba ari umworo.
Then another example is a girl on the ward, children's ward. She got burnt, and definitely she won't have the same chances as us because she already spent a year not in school. The parents are, you know, poor. So next it will be school, and then the disfigurement will disturb her concentration. People will be bullying her, so the odds are against her because of that disaster.
Rero hariho n'undi jo mwishi ari ahawo y'abana akasawena kandi cyamanyisa ngo abwo kujanga akasawena umubiri gwarwa umubuteko gushemeye kuba guri mutayije kubasa kusoma atayije kubasa kuhandika kandi ndaje no kutinda kuzo mwishomero abwo ko mwishomero nibija kuba nibamugira ngo urebo ko ari mwenu kimuteganisa mwenu nawe naye kubashanga ati no bundo gweko rwo yobasa gukora kujanga abase kubaje.
So in case you want to practice out help someone, this is the first one you could try.
Mwenu kuba no yenda ni wokwegeza mu kuraya no basa kuyamba umuntu ogwo muntu ari hawo yabana niwo muntu wo kubanza uwo shemeye kutandi cyangwa kuyamba.
And this kind of group, you have to, they deserve our compassion as people of God and the church.
Kanda banta ababekeke ni beta ngo buyambe bwitu n'imbabazi nk'abantu abaruhanga kandi abantu abekanisa.
The second last group of poor people are those who are poor because of injustice and exploitation.
De rokandi kindi kigombe cy'abantu abari kwetenga buyambi nabo abatari kutwarizibwaje kutagendera umubulinganiza amwe no bundi kwakwe byabo.
For example, those who are taken in slave labor, or if you had this land and a rich man came and bought it and had to evict everyone, you know, they would miss their land, food, so they would get poor.
Nkaba kutwago mu bukwatwa ninga abari kuba bine nk'ikibira cyabo akija ngo mbwiga akababingamu akacibaka akacitwara ukashanga batine byo kuri abatine naho kwinga batine naho kutura.
And so such a group, you have to help them by getting them justice, you know, either going to courts of law or protesting.
The
example there is in John 29, verse 9. John chapter 24, verse 9.
Job, sorry.
Yeah, Job 29.
Job 29, Obwa Mwenda, Abo, Abato, Kande Shobegwa, Obundi, Abariku, Abariku, Mabanga.
And she probably ate breakfast, I didn't. So this kind of poor people, this is where we have the safeguard policy that Chisizi has, where if you see injustice, you have to speak up.
Muriabo na jirangunga ngo kuchisizi eriku ineto kujendera kujango bundu wale ba abantaba tarikutuasi bogaje olewe ngu wabi gamba hajirai wa reportinga kujanga abantaba wasiku yambwa.
The last group is those who are poor because of their own choice, like a missionary who goes to far land and he lives a modest life.
Kanda bandi abantu abari kubashobegwa nabo abari gusharamu kutura bari nk'eshobegwa kurugaka ha bakagenda bakaza kugu ko kwereza handi bakasehe byabo bakasharamu bakatura amagara ago kubona abana no kubashobegwa abo jangwa ariyo ni bayamba bandi.
Yes, and the example here is we get doctors from, I think, UK, and the friends of Chisizi supports them to stay around as they leave their jobs, better paying jobs in the UK, to come here.
Abo ntureba nkaba bamagugera bari ku rugo wabo bakisha kunuya bakasigaho ibyabo bakagira ngo kabije bahereze rero baba ari kunuya ibitongore byo wabo ukashangana bibayamba okugira ngo base kuyamba hanuya muri Chisizi.
So let's learn to help the poor accordingly, not to feed their problem, but to help them, actually to help them. Let's have discernment in helping the poor, exactly, you know, to help them, not really just to feed their problem, their weakness, but to help them. Thank you.
What you don't have. Hey, no, you are actually. So, may the Lord help us to have such a spirit of love and even the spirit of sympathy, empathetic, to empathize with others. So, Sasiranga. If you feel conviction in your heart, make sure that you don't continue just leaving that conviction. You fulfill what the Holy Spirit convicts in your heart. As you see, ultimately, which way you touch anger, you feel a moment where you get it.
the world is too much. Because God has given us the spirit of love, and he's been seeing some people maybe suffering. So thank you, Doctor. Let us share the words of grace, then we give the doctors to have hope. May the grace.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, of the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all.
And I think with this, there are some announcements can be put forward before you leave. Abatari bashaho babasa kugaruka iyo twaheza kuko aho kubayeho ibirango mutakagenzure ntibasa kubaho. No assault announcements. The Lord bless you as you continue walking.